Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a US cardinal over allegations that he sexually abused a teenager nearly 50 years ago. Theodore McCarrick is the first man to quit the College of Cardinals in almost a century. John McManus reports.
Last month, the Archdiocese of New York said it was credible that Cardinal Theodore McCarrick had sexually abused a teenager nearly 50 years ago while still a priest, and it sent the case to both the Vatican and US police. Now Theodore McCarrick, who had already retired from active church duties, has resigned as a cardinal, but is still facing a church trial over the accusation, which he denies. In the meantime, other allegations have emerged in the media, including that he sexually coerced and abused trainee priests while he was a bishop.
Ahead of Monday's presidential elections in Zimbabwe, the two main candidates have addressed large crowds of supporters in the capital, Harare. This is the first poll since Robert Mugabe was ousted last November. His successor and former close colleague is Emmerson Mnangagwa, whose main rival is the leader of the opposition MDC, Nelson Chamisa. Fergal Keane was at the rallies.
The president has promoted himself as the man who liberated Zimbabwe from the misery of the Robert Mugabe era, and the only one capable of delivering the stability which will bring investment. What's recognised, he told the crowd, is there is a push on Monday to vote ZANU-PF, so we have a famous victory in the history of this country. But the opposition Movement for Democratic Change has repeatedly stressed the president's closeness to Robert Mugabe through the years of torture, killing and corruption.
Tens of thousands of people in Northern California have fled from a raging wildfire. The authorities in the city of Redding are urging the remaining residents to leave immediately. James Cook is in California.
The fire is still burning out of control, and the full extent of the devastation is not yet known. At least 500 buildings have been destroyed, and the blaze, which was sparked by a broken-down vehicle, is now threatening another 5,000 homes. More than 9,000 firefighters have now been deployed across California. A fire has closed Yosemite National Park at the height of the tourist season, a damaging blow to the local economy. And in mountain communities east of Los Angeles, more than 7,000 people had to flee from a blaze so enormous that it created its own weather system.
World News from the BBC.